you, God, Lord. I thank you for what you've done. I thank you, God, Lord. I pray to God, Lord, for our hearts to be open, God. Lord, I pray to God, whatever has been built up, I pray to God, Lord, that you're the God that, Lord, there's no matter what wall it is, you walk through walls. So I pray tonight, God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, you walk through our walls, God, Lord, make yourself real to us. And whatever way you want to, God, we just stand before you and just, Lord, let our hearts be open to you to hear what you have to say, God. Lord, that we be in a place of surrender. Lord, in every area of our life, let our hearts be open to receive what you have to say to us in this moment of time, right now. But we don't take for granted. But we walk in the now, right now. Can you say now? Now. Listen, I want you to know that, listen, every moment we have is given to us by God. So every moment we're in, we got to take it, man. Right now. That moment now, and know, man, know where you stand. Amen? To know where you stand in God. To know where you are. Do you know where you stand? Do you know where you stand? I want that to be so strong in my heart that no matter every step that I take, that I know that I'm in rhythm with God. Come on, that's what we've been talking about, is being in rhythm with God. Having the heartbeat of God. Knowing the sound of the Father. Knowing the heartbeat of God. Not being out of beat. Because listen, when we're out of beat with God, we're out of rhythm with God. We are in a mess, amen? Because we're trying to do things on our own. We can't hear things. We get fumbled and we get confused. We get depressed. We get no peace, no joy. All that stuff invades us. But when you begin to hear the heartbeat of God, when you begin to trust God beyond your understanding, amen, that we trust God and let His peace pass our understanding. I love that scripture, that it passes our understanding. That we stop and let it get past it. Passes our understanding. And I think that word's powerful, is understanding. Understand. That we stand under something bigger than us. When you understand it, you're standing under it. Say, man, this is bigger than me. I understand it. He's bigger than me. I understand it. And I'm going to trust Him. It ain't hard. You know what? Sometimes we make it so hard to follow God. It's just, here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Amen? Man, the God that knows all things, who is, who was, who is to come, place yourself in His life, in His hands. Come on, somebody say amen. You may be seated. Children can go to their classes.
Chris had to use the restroom, so he'll be back. He goes, can you say something? I don't know. I just encourage everyone. I know I said it, announcements, but try to be here Saturday night. It's good. I know when we're, you know, the pastor, he loves to have his people here to hear the Word of God. And you know, they only pass through town certain times of the year, and they do have a word. They do have a word. God sends them to this area for specific times, and we believe this is a ordained time. Amen. That He is willing to come here again. He was just here in February, and but I know He has a lot to give and to pour out. Amen. And so I encourage you, just come out, hear the Word of God, fellowship with your brother and sister, and stay, if you can, for the fellowship after. I know Renee is planning some yummy food, which she always does. So just stay. Anybody have anything they want to share, any testimony or anything God has done? I think He may be back, though. Is He coming?
Yeah. Woo!
Why did you do that? Oh. Amen. Amen. All right. Listen, I didn't know which way I was going to go. I was back and forth in my thoughts. But I just believe that it, I just was thinking about this and I thought, I'm going to do this. I'm going to teach this part of it. Because I've never taught this other than to my disciples. And I shared it with them. Hang on, I'm out of breath. I had to run downstairs. So, but I believe that, you know, one of the misconceptions is people have a hard time praying. Like they don't know how to pray, and I hear that a lot. It's like, I don't know how to pray. I'm not sure how to pray. And you know, it is either the disciples, they didn't know how to pray. They had no clue really how to pray. Like, and because listen, I want you to know this is powerful. Let's just look real quick. Matthew 6. Listen, the disciples asked him, and I believe it was Peter. Because Jesus goes and he prays for like an hour and a half and he comes back. Remember what Jesus is doing. He's laying hands on sick and he's watching. They're standing there watching. They stand there with their own eyes. This is powerful. They're watching. Here's Jesus take these couple fish and a loaf of bread and like gets these baskets and blesses it and it multiplies right in front of their face. Every one of them. Listen, I want you to know that, listen, that's what God wants to reveal who He is to us. That there's nothing on the smallest thing you have, the littlest thing that you think it doesn't mean anything to God. When you give it in His hands, place it in His hands, say here, in place of surrender, in place of prayer, God multiplies it. Come on, amen? He multiplies it. We have to trust Him and know that when you speak to the Father, He hears you. So we got to know that He hears us. You know, the most dangerous thing is understanding that when you receive Christ in your heart as your Savior, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. How hard is it? He doesn't say, well, listen, then you got to listen to... Some people say to me, well, how do I become a member of your church? Are you a son, a child of God? Did you receive Jesus Christ in your life? You're a member of this church. Amen. Now, if other people do it different, that's fine. But the way I do it is, guess what? If you're a child of God and you walk with us, now get in and be part of it. Amen? Come on, be part of what we're doing. Serve God, bless God, love one another. Be part of what God's doing. That's how you're a member of the family of God. So here's these disciples. They see Jesus doing these incredible things. They're watching Him do this stuff. And they're looking. One of them says, listen, I know the trick, man. This is it. It's prayer. And whatever He's doing, He needs to teach us. Because it's doing something. He goes alone, gets alone with the Father. And when He comes back, things happen. Things take place. So they ask Him, how do you pray? And this is what Jesus says. And I want you to know that, listen, I want you to know that He makes it so simple for everybody from every level of walk with God. He makes it easy for us to understand. And sometimes you got to break it down. Sometimes you got to take it piece by piece. A little bit here and a little bit there and take it and then add it together. But I want you to see how powerful it is that we can be able to pray this way, that we pray to Him, that He tells us this is how you pray. This is how you connect with your Father. To know that He's listening to you. Amen? All right. Here's what He says. And He says, and after this manner, therefore, pray. Do this way. This way I want you to pray. Pray this way. And it doesn't mean that you actually have to pray word for word. I mean, I'm going to give you an example of what this means. Every one of these words, I'll try to bring it out the way that I know. Amen? This is how I pray. This is how I learn to pray. This is the way I grab hold of it. And it's effective. Amen? So He says, and after this manner, pray, our Father which art in heaven. Listen, I want you to know that as you pray, you begin to stand in that place and you start with one word. What's the first word? Our. Wow. Listen, I want you to see this. I wrote a couple scriptures down. Hang on. I wrote a few scriptures down just as I was writing this down. And it says, let's look at Psalms 137, 1. Listen, this is what's powerful. Is that what it is? Yeah, that's it. No, I'm sorry. No, wrong. Yeah, that's it. 137, one, there it is. No, I'm sorry. 133. You got it? 133. There it is. Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like what? He says, it is like the precious ointment upon the head of that ran down the beard of Aaron's beard and went down the skirts of his garments. And it is the dew of Hermon. He says, that descended upon the mountains and it commanded the blessing. It commanded the blessing. Listen, I want you to say the first part of Scripture, the first part of a prayer that God talks about for you and for me is He said, are. Now listen to me. We got to get this as Christians. We have to get this. And the biggest struggle that Christians get is when you come in, it's not unto yourself. You got to realize it's about one another. It's not just your God. It's our God. See, I want you to hear this. See, because I want you to know, because it opens you up greater. See, because when you come in, sometimes there's things in your life, you've been hurt or you've been broken. And sometimes we stand at a place of judging one another. Sometimes when you come in, you're like, you know, God delivers you. You got to stay in that place. The first way you pray, you begin to pray, you got to realize it's our God. Not only is it my God, it's your God. Come on, amen. You know, the greatest revelation, one of the first revelations I really got was this. Is Jesus loves me. Blew me away. Have you ever heard that one? In Sunday school? But as many times as someone said it to me, when I got it for the first time, when someone looked at me and said, Jesus loves you, and something within me gripped me. Come on, amen. Something within me just grabbed me, and it was God. And He was declaring to me, I love you, dummy. I don't think he said dummy, but maybe he did. I don't know. It was something like that. Yeah. I just heard this, Jesus, I love you. And he said, I love you. And it gripped me and it grabbed hold of me. It changed my life. But I want you to know, see, the same Jesus that I know, I want you to know. And this is where you begin to understand something, where your love for God, it gets bigger. That's what we're supposed to do with God. We're supposed to know Him greater. Not just for ourselves, but when I realize that He just doesn't love me, Brother Bill, but He loves the world. He loves you. Get out of here. He loves you as much as He loves me. He loves those out there that don't know Him. He loves them too. Tell your neighbor He loves them. The ones you don't like. See, we got to get it, because this is the way He opens up in our prayer. He says, if you can't get past this R, you can't get to the next word. What's the next word? I feel that. We got to get it, man. Church has got to grow up. We got to get above our egos, above our problems, above the issues. And we got to love. We got to love desperately. We got to desperately love one another. Somebody's got to get on church on time. Maybe they come to clean. Go give them a bucket. But no, it's that first word. It's R. R. When you grab that, when you understand it, listen, all of a sudden, man, when I got that revelation, it was like to me, no one said it. It's like I got it. I was like, oh my God, you love them. You love this guy. You love this person. I drive down the road sometimes. I'm looking out and I'm like, I'm praying for you. You don't know me. I don't know you. We'll never see each other ever again. But I'm asking God to bless you today. Come on. That's powerful. See, when you don't know the connection you got at a red light. Or wherever you're at. Or someone walking through line. Man, you just touch them and say, God bless them. Help them. Listen, sometimes we got to get... way to get out of your problems sometimes is to bless somebody through their problems. How can I... I don't got my... Listen, I've struggled with health issues and stuff like that, and God still puts it in my heart that I want to pray for people to get healed. Amen? I want to pray for people to get healed. You say, well, I can't until I get my healing. It's a lie. Don't do that. Amen? You got to pray for people. You got to bless one another. Amen? Because maybe if you continue to do it, maybe you'll get yours. Amen. And when somebody gets a blessing and they get some money, bless them. Bless them. Say, God bless you. Awesome. Don't be, get upset with it. Or somebody's being blessed. Or somebody's saying a word. Or somebody's encouraged. Go bless them. Say, awesome, man. Because something's going to turn in your life. See, God does something deep within us. He's doing something within us. He's causing something to change within us. As we respond to Him. As we begin to work against the grain. Against the cosmos. Against the world system. Because the world is out for itself. The system of the world is out for itself to make money on your behalf. The world doesn't love you. Tell your neighbor, the world don't love you. It will chew you up and spit you back out again. But I'll tell you who does. The God that sent His Son into that world to bring you out of that world. That's the change. So He said this, our Father, that we become one. And that unity that He's talking about there, He said it is anointed. It is like the anointing. It's powerful. And in that anointing, in that unity, do you know where God blesses people? Where He blesses things? In unity. If we're not in oneness with one another, if we're in conflict with one another, He can't bless it. Because it goes against His code of ethics. He can't bless that which is cursing something. If you're cursing what God has blessed, listen, our Father, now then it goes into the Father. Romans 8:14. I told you. We just get started here. But you begin to pray, our Lord, I pray for unity in our church. I pray for unity in my heart. That's what you start with praying. God, let me have oneness. Let me have Your heart for this situation. Let me have oneness. Let me have unity, God, Lord, in peace with one another. See, when you're in strife with one another, you won't have peace. I didn't mean to spit on you. Sorry. This is my spit catcher. That's why that's on there. It's not... Just do it. I need a bigger one, Randy. Come on. So... But see, we're all right now. But this, you pray, our Father, you pray that unity. You ask God, Lord, let me be in oneness. Let me be in oneness. Because if I'm in strife with my brother, I can't be in one with the Father. I can't get to the Father. Amen. Remember, this is Jesus. Listen, He's not preaching something that He's not living. He's being spat at. People are trying to come after Him, trying to kill Him, trying to come against Him. He's saying, you love Him. He says, our Father, for as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Keep going till 17. And he says, for we have not received this bondage of fear, again, to fear. He says, but you've received the spirit of adoption, where we cry what? Abba, Father. That means you cry Daddy. You cry Daddy. That it has given you a connection. Do you know why? Because Jesus has given you that connection. He says, our Father, we have a oneness together with one Father. That we're one with one another. If I come against you, I'm coming against my brother and sister in God. I'm coming against somebody that I need to be loving. You say, I don't know about that. Listen, that's why it's a God thing. You can't do it on your own. I can't love some people, but God can through me. Can I be real? There's some people that really make it hard. Whew. Man, they're dumping stuff on you all the time, and you're like, oh, man. I want to give them the right hand of fellowship. You know. And then they're really working me. But you know what? Listen, I want you to know that sometimes I've realized that those people sometimes, if I can't learn to bless them, because it's usually those people that God put in my life to cause me to grow up. To make me the most uncomfortable that I don't want to be around. It's God that keeps putting me in their path. What are you doing to me? He's wrecking me. No, He's changing you. Because if you can love them, you can love anybody. You can love them, you can love anybody. Maybe you'll love your wife or your husband or your kids better. See, because you're learning that love, it's coming out of you. There's a river of life flowing out of me. Oh, makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. So I want you to know that there's a river, it's coming out. You've got to let it come out. And He says this, and we understand that Jesus, we thank You, Father, for Your Son, that You have given us, that we have the spirit of adoption, that we cry, Abba, Father. That not only am I on the outside, but I am a child of God, led by the Spirit. I thank You, God, for this. I thank You that I'm one with You, that You're my dad. You're my father. And Lord, no matter what, and we pray that God heals whatever situation you see as a father, He is a perfect father. He's the perfect father. Everything that you've seen Jesus do was representative of the Father. The way that He loved, the way that He cared, the rejected, the hurt, the broken, the lost, the desperate. Guess what? He loved them. That's your Father. Jesus says, I only do what I see the Father do. What's He like? Yeah. Look at Jesus. Amen? Our Father. Listen, now it's going to get deep. He says, our Father who art in heaven. Our Father, Our Father who art in heaven, where's He at? Listen, someone says, what's God's name? His name's Art. He's my Father, Art, and He's in heaven. Somebody laughed. That's pretty good. You've never heard that before. I just gave that to you, huh? Listen, Isaiah 6:1. Let me give you a couple of these scriptures. You can look there. Psalms 11:4. It says, in the year of Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Listen, He's declaring something. Our Father who art in heaven. Listen, it's not some place. Remember, come on, we all got to know this. Be honest. When I say He's in heaven, where does your head go? Like the third planet off of Jupiter or something? Come on, in some weird way. I mean, I'm telling you, where do we get some of this stuff? No, I mean it. Come on, I'm just helping you. I'm helping you because it's bigger than that. Come on, amen? It's not some other place. Like, I want you to know that it's the throne room of God. Heaven is where God abides. It's where God takes His residence. Where His zip code is. Where He's residing at. Amen? It is, heaven speaks of God's authority and God's reign. That's where the throne room of God is. That's where God reigns. So He says, our Father who art in heaven. God, Lord, Your heavenly throne, God. You reign in heaven and heavenly places in a higher dimension than I can think. We get it because we think of something higher. Higher. The heavens are high. No, He's talking about in your mind. There's a place in heavenly thinking that's higher than you think. See, our thinking is here. It's way down here. We're like way down in the dirt. Help me. The Bible says His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. They're higher than my thoughts. They're greater than your thoughts. See, because we think we have low thinking, but He has higher thinking. His ways are perfect and higher. We need to get connected. So what you're saying when you're our Father who art in heaven, Lord, let me connect with Your thoughts. Let me connect with the way that You think because I'm tired of low living and low thinking. Amen. I'm tired of eating the dirt, the flesh, the things of the earth, things that don't give me life and purpose. God, I want to think higher things. I want to think of peace and joy and righteousness, things that You have for me, God. Amen. I want to be in connection with You. So we look at this one. Look at this. Look at Psalms 11:4, I believe. And the Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is, Lord is in heaven. His eyes behold the eyelids try the children of the Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord is in His throne. That's where the Lord is, in His throne, the place of rulership. Revelation 3:21. I'll give you two more. He says, to him that overcometh, I grant him with me in the throne. Even also I overcome, I sit down with my Father in His throne. He that overcometh. Listen to me. How do you guys understand that there's an overcoming that happens within us? When we receive Christ in our lives, there's something that's taking place. That the one who's overcome is within me, overcoming things in my life daily. How many of you guys know that there's still some things, there's still some battles that you have in your life that you need God to overcome? If you're desperate enough, you'll say amen. Because I'm desperate enough to say, God, I need You. I need You because I can't. This is bigger than me. Amen. I need to be like David when I'm walking with my head up thinking, man, I can't do this. But my goodness, You can see I can't do this. I'm little and that's really big. But God, You're the overcomer and You're in me. See, that's the dangerous thinking that we need to have. That's the kind of thinking. Lord, our Father who art in heaven, You're my Father. Lord, let me have Your thoughts over this situation that's in front of me right now. Let me have Your thoughts. Your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. Because I want to run. I want to run out of this situation. I want to hide. I want to give up. I want to quit. But God, You reign in authority. You have authority. You reign in that place of authority. You're higher than I am. Your name is greater than any other name. Your name is higher. Amen? It says, oh, Hebrews 8:1. Last one. He says, now these things which I have spoken, some, such a high priest who sits at the right hand of the Father in the majesty in heavens, throne of majesty in heavens. Next verse, I think it is. A minister of the sanctuary in the tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Next one. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, wherefore of necessity that this man have somewhat to also to offer. Listen, he's saying this. He's saying you have a place in heavenly places with God. You do. To find your authority, to find your place. Don't sit back. Don't give up your seat. Amen? The Bible says don't give any place. Say it with me. Don't give any place to the devil. That means the only authority that he has is what you give up. And you got a seat that Jesus gave you. Come on, amen. He gave you. He died on the cross, rose from the grave, overcome death, sickness, disease, poverty, all those things. He's overcome them. And we're overcoming them day by day. We're pressing towards the mark of the high calling of what he overcome in for me. And he's given me a place, seated with him in heavenly places, above my situations, above my problems, above sickness, above disease. And I got to find my place there. Don't give up your place. Come on, whether it's addiction, whether whatever, don't give up your seat. Don't give up your place. That place that God has given you, he's given you a place, and it's seated where? Beside him in the heavenly places. Man, that's awesome. Say, that's mine. No, we got to say, that's mine. We got to stand in that and know, that's mine. Amen. Listen. And he says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Oh, I'm sorry. Which art in heaven. I'm going to get through this really quick. So I'm going to run through this. She only gave me like 20 minutes. What do I got? How many did I have? You give me 5 minutes. Raise your hand. 5, 10, 15, 20. Listen. And he says, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Holy. Say holy. Holy be your name. Holy be your name. Listen, and this is, I'm going to say this real quick, but let's get this. When you're praying, we got to understand, God, I pray to God, the holy is your name. I pray that if anything in me, God, Lord, doesn't lift your name above, Lord, that it, whatever's in my life, God, Lord, if you're not lifted above that thing, if I'm lifting things above, God, help me. Come on, we all do it to some degree. Come on. I want you to know we all do that. Somewhere along the line, there's some, whether it's our trouble, we lift them above God. Or whether it's whatever, it's debt or it's money or situations in our life, sometimes we lift them above God and he's saying, holy is your name. I want you to be holy above everything in my life. He's declaring something. That's just a quick one. There's more to that, but let me. So he says, who turns my page? There it is. And he says, thy kingdom come. This is the powerful one. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Your kingdom come. That is God's reign. I can't give this all to you. I'm going to preach a series of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. And what that really means is to understand the realm of God, the reign of God, the placement of God. It's not someday. It's today. Jesus says the kingdom of God, or John said the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus says the kingdom of God is here. That's the message Jesus preached when he first started and after he died. The kingdom of God is here. We can't stop preaching that message. That's the message. Amen? The gospel of the kingdom is here. That, what is that? That's God's reign, God's rule in your life here. Right here. Come on, amen? How many times have I said this? We don't need the anointing to lay hands on the sick and recover in heaven. There's no blind people in heaven. There's no deaf. There's no addicted people. We need anointing here. We need God's kingdom reign right now, right here, in the earth, right now. Over situations. Amen. All right. He says, thy kingdom come. That word kingdom, it means dominion. And 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, not by word, but of power. Not of word, but of power. It's not about word, but it's of power. The kingdom of God is power. It's real. It's working in your life. That if we let it work out of us, if we're in rhythm with God like we've been talking about, if we're in rhythm with God, that coming out of us is a sound that changes everything. Come on, amen. When you hear it and you connect with faith, with what God's saying, and believe it in your heart, it changes the things around you. Look at Jesus. He believed what the Father said. He was standing in the midst. Chaos was all around him. Storms were going everywhere. He stood there. Everybody was freaking out. Ah! But here's the thing. That's the world. What do? Look on Facebook. They freak out every time. But Jesus was of another kingdom. He stood there and He says, let me get out of this boat. He stood on top of the water and He said, peace be still. You know why? Because what was within Him came out of Him. But what was within, outside of the disciples, was causing them to be frustrated on the inside. That's the difference. See, the kingdom of God is within, coming out, changing the things around us, speaking to situations that are bigger than you, and calling them, speaking to them, changing that atmosphere. Come on, amen. You got to pray. Well, yes, I pray, and sometimes you got to keep doing it. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep doing it. Be fervent in it. Listen, when you wanted something, Black Friday, you wait all night long. And it's probably in your storage closet somewhere. And you wait all night long. You save $80, but you're paying $200 a month in rental. But you got it. How much more is they that wait upon the Lord? They shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Hallelujah. Amen. They shall run and not grow weary. Hallelujah. They shall walk and not faint. There's something within the people that are wait on God. Man, I want you more than anything else. Man, when I started dating her, man, when she caught my eye, guess what? There was nothing around me more attractive than that lady right there. She became my number one. I didn't care about work. Didn't like it no more. Didn't eat much. That's the truth. I was consumed in love. But I want you to know, listen, I want you to hear that, know that. Listen, that's the passion that when we begin to believe that He has for us, it'll take over you. And you'll have it for Him. It's about believing. Almost done. I got a towel. I'm always trying to get me to lose weight. Listen, the kingdom of God's come. The power speaks of power. They will be done. That'll be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Listen, I want you to get this. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where? In heaven. Where? No, in heaven. Oh, yeah. See, that's different. See, thy kingdom come, thy will. It's God's will for His kingdom, His will that's in heaven to be done on earth. And what is it like in heaven? There's no sickness. There's no disease. There's no addiction. Hallelujah. There's no poverty. Come on. It is the will of God, your Father, Heavenly Father, to have it done in earth, in your household. Come on, amen. Where you lay your head down at night. He wants peace in the midst of it. He wants joy in the midst of it. He wants righteousness. Come on, amen. He wants unity. He wants a oneness in our lives that creates something, an atmosphere that changes things. He says that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You pray that way. God, let your will be done on earth, in this earth, as it is in heaven. God, I pray over my situation, over this thing. God, I declare, I ask to God, Lord, let it be done here. Come on, amen. We got to get fervent. We got to pray. We got to stand as we're going to work. Yes, say, God, let it be done. Hallelujah. Right here, right now. Amen. Not some other day. I need an overcoming power now. Listen, Spirit of God is power. He says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our day our daily bread. There's more to this, but I'm going to give you this part of it. Listen, you got to have God's Word in your life. It is God's Word. I need to have your daily bread. See, I want you to know that I share Word every single day. In my heart, that word, whatever that word is, you might get it on Facebook. I share it every day, probably almost every day. I think so, right? Share it every day, all right? I share it because you know what? That word, I begin to settle in my heart. Sometimes but sometimes I'll look down the road later and I'm like, oh my goodness. That was like right there. It was my word. It was my daily bread. Listen, try to go without eating today. Don't eat all day. You're going to get hungry. so much greater do we need a spiritual word from God. I need your word today, God. I need to wait on God. I need your word in my life. I need that word because we got to understand it's word, hearing of the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. And here, I don't have any faith. Hear the word of God. Just begin to hear. Take that one word. I challenge you. Take that one word and begin to eat it. Begin to think about it all day. Stop. Every once in a while, just say, ponder. Just stand there. What's wrong?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Nothing. Just freak people out every once in a while. Stand there. He says, oh, man, just get it. And then all of a sudden, one day, you're going to be standing, oh, yeah, I got it. And you don't know that down the road, down that one word that you meditated all day might be that one word in that moment that you begin to declare and it gets in you. And you're like, oh, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every enemy that rise up against me shall fall. You begin to get that word in you and no matter what comes your way, you've got a word to knock it down.
Amen.
And he says, then he said this, he says, and forgive us. Wow. Forgive us of our debts. Forgive me of my debts. Forgive me, God, Lord, of things in my life, to God, Lord, that maybe I've done, things that I don't always know about, some things that, God, help me in my heart, that if I'm not treating Bill right, God, if there's something I'm not doing right, that if I feel there's something against or something in our hearts, if my sister, if I feel like she's done something wrong to me, Lord, help me to see if it was me. I know it's her, but God, help me. Tell me that if it is me, I know it's not, but help me if it is to see that it's her but not me. But I know, but God, don't pray like that. Now I say, God, Lord, if it's me, Lord, help me every day. Because you know what? Listen, you don't think you do anything wrong. You don't think your stuff, your situation. It does. Tell your neighbor it does. It does. So we got to pray, God, Lord, forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. People that have done something against me. Ah, forgive. Help me so that I forgive them. Listen, I want you to know that here's the powerful thing. When I realize He forgave me, there's something within me that forgives others. And if I'm having a hard time forgiving somebody, I got to stop and say, God, let me recognize and really believe that You forgave me. Because if I really do forgive, or believe that He forgave me, I can't hold anything against you. So it's a heart issue. Some people that say, that, well, I just can't forgive. Then there's something deep within us that's saying, I can't let God believe that God forgave me. I'm just being real. Is that all right? Don't get mad. Because there's sometimes some people that I have a hard time with, but God's working. It doesn't happen overnight. Amen. But it's something you pray and you ask God. Help me to love this jerk. Tell me, because you know he's a jerk, but God, I know he's your kid. Listen, and he says, forgive us as we forgive our debtors. And he says, and lead us not into temptation. Listen, lead us not into temptation. He says, if we can't do that, that we will be led into temptation. Because that's the way the enemy has a snare, and he holds it against you in the heavenlies. That if you can't forgive somebody, he stands before God and makes a plea against you. I give you scriptures for this. He makes a plea against you. And it's a snare against you, a judgment against you that you have done because you're holding something against. Because you haven't let what Jesus did wash you clean. So sometimes there's situations in our life that are going on and we got to stop and say, God, if I'm doing this, God, forgive me. I stand before you as my judge. Forgive me, God, as I forgive them. That I can change the situation, get over it. Because I don't want to be in that place. He said, but listen, but the trespasses, those that trespass, what was it? Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lead us, now here's the part, but deliver us from evil. Lead us not into temptation. Because you know what? Every one of us are tempted sometime, somewhere, something. So we say, God, let me be not led into temptation. Temptations are things that sometimes our flesh wants. Come on, amen. That only gets us in trouble most of the time. Amen. So we got to put it back. He says, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us. This is that moment right here that now that you begin to say, you know what? We begin to declare over our situations where we are. God, Lord, I pray that if there's anything that's coming against us, do you know there's things that come against you? David was that one. I said it last week. David was anointed. And when the enemy found out that David was anointed king, they came looking for him. Listen, if you ain't messing with the devil, changing things around, changing the atmosphere, you ain't laying hands on the sick and they're recovering, when you begin to do stuff like that, you begin to change things, you get the devil's attention. He begins to recognize you. You're doing that because you're anointed. Remember Jesus stood there and whenever the anointing came upon him, he was anointed. Remember? The dove came upon him. This is my beloved son, who I'm well pleased. Jesus, the Father anointed him, came down upon him. What happened next? That dummy, the devil, come running around to tempt Jesus. If he's messing with Jesus, he's going to mess with you. So we got to recognize it. We got to stand in that word right there and we say, for thy is the kingdom. He says, deliver us from evil, God, Lord. Let nothing come my way. Let nothing come my way today. Over my house, over my family. I declare it over my wife, over my child, every single day. As I walk out, I say, God, Lord, I pray what you have done, God, let it cover this household. I pray over every one of you every single day that God protects you, that God guides you, that directs you, that you won't fall into temptation, you won't fall into evil. I declare it over your lives every day. God is my judge. I speak it over your lives. Sometimes certain ones pop up in my head. Some of you are here today that popped up in my head. Douche. You know. Did you ever see those pop-up shows where they have pop-up things? Here's your face. Some of you need to get some new screenshots. No. For thine is the kingdom and power and glory forever and ever. Amen. He declared it. We declare it. This is how Jesus prayed. This is one of the ways that Jesus prayed, but this is the way that we begin. We begin to declare these. Does that make sense to you, everybody? Hope it helps you. Because that prayer life's changed my prayer life because it gave me focus because I'm scattered everywhere. But it focused me, lined me up, praying the will of the Father, not mine. Because I'll begin to start praying my will. Oh, God. You know the situation. I began to pray about my problems. Lord, you know how big it is. You know, Lord, I don't know if you've seen my bank account today. Lord, my toe. I'm not saying God doesn't care about those things, but I want you to know He's bigger than those things. So we pray God's will. God, Lord, let it be done. Hallelujah. Let it be done over these situations. You don't need to beg God. Give it to Him. Just say, here it is, God. Here it is, God. Here it is. And you end it, your kingdom and power forever and ever. In every situation I come to you, let it be done. Let it be done. Say, let it be done. Let it be done. Amen? Would you stand to your feet? I'm just going to end. Because I took up a little bit too much time. I'm sorry, but that's all right. All right. Did you like the choice of message tonight? All right. Next week we'll do the other one that was in my heart. That David put in my heart when he was singing. Boom, it hit my heart right there. So, but it was good. If you got a minute, no. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. God, Lord, I pray right now. God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that we... Lord, we recognize you in our prayer life and our talking, communicating with you. Pray to God, Lord, that this begins to cause us to God to, Lord, just to embrace who you are and what you've done. And Lord, and understanding, God, Lord, the power of your might and your strength. I pray right now over every situation, declare your kingdom come, your power come, your will be done in their lives as it is in heaven. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen. Hey, bring a friend. Listen, I'm telling you, please. I spent 5 hours with this man of God, drove all the way to Pittsburgh. This guy wrecked me. I mean, he's such an awesome man. He sets something in your heart. He speaks life. I need life. I need purpose. Bring a friend. Bring somebody. Bring your dog if you have to. I don't care. Bring somebody to service. Amen? All right. Kelly's got some, if anybody's got a couple seconds just to wipe down the pews, we can.